This is Ozarks at Large. For the two federally sanctioned refugee resettlement agencies in Arkansas, the weekend was a continuation of a whirlwind of developments. A federal appeals court temporarily halted the president's executive order barring refugees from entering the United States. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich gives us this update.
President Donald Trump's executive order temporarily barred refugees from majority Muslim nations of Libya, Iraq, Iran, Somalia, Sudan, and Yemen from entering the United States for 4 months and banning all UN refugees from war-torn Syria until further notice. As a result, Canopy Northwest Arkansas, one of two federally sanctioned refugee resettlement agencies operating in this state, which has resettled 18 refugees so far this year, would fall far short of its annual goal to resettle 100. Canopy, an agency of Lutheran Immigration and Refugee Service, however, is now in high gear after Trump's refugee ban, challenged by a Ninth Circuit U.S. District Court judge, was suspended by a U.S. federal appeals court pending judicial review. Emily Crane Lynn is resettlement director of Canopy Northwest Arkansas.
Well, I mean, we were, cautiously optimistic, I think, is the best word to use right now. I mean, obviously, it's very exciting, but we also know that these continue to be uncertain times. So we're trying to kind of take each day as it comes and just do what we can every day.
Right now, Canopy's resettlement staff and volunteers are busy accommodating a Congolese refugee family of four whose travel to Fayetteville had been stalled by Trump's ban. And they hope, depending on the courts, to resettle as many as 40 more individuals over the next several months. Emily Crane Lynn says families are being processed under the United Nations International Organization for Migration, along with the reported 2,000 other refugees who had been screened and were about to depart for political or religious asylum in the United States before Trump ordered a halt.
You know, to have gotten so close and then be told, sorry, you can't come, and then to be told, you know, just a few days later, okay, now you can. If it were me, I would maybe think, well, maybe we should just wait a little while.
President Trump's campaign rationale for issuing a ban on refugees was to allow his administration an opportunity to draw up extreme vetting measures to bar terrorists from entering the United States. But Emily Crane Lynn says resettled refugees have committed no terrorist acts on U.S. soil. That's because, she says, refugees who fled their country of origin and are seeking asylum undergo international and national screening, which in some cases can take up to 4 years.
The refugees who've been banned from traveling have already undergone years and years of background checks and vetting through all kinds of intelligence agencies, Department of Homeland Security, the Department of Defense, CIA, the FBI. All the people who keep us safe every day are the same people who are checking to make sure that these folks coming as refugees are indeed who they say they are and have no malintent.
The visas of as many as 100,000 refugees processed for resettlement in the U.S. were reportedly revoked due to Trump's ban. But the U.S. State Department announced on Saturday that refugees with valid visas may legally travel to the United States now. Opponents to Trump's ban had until Sunday to respond to the appeal to the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit. The U.S. Department of Justice, now operating under the Trump administration, has until Monday mid-afternoon to respond. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.